Well, let me tell you, Brian, my story, and I do know, are you here as a guest of Kent's?
Yes.
Okay. I do know Kent had asked me one point if I knew of other MS people who'd been helped as well, and I know we talk with a lot of MS people. Unfortunately, I don't keep track of each person and follow because different people are working with them, so I'm just here as a support person. Mainly, as is Janice and Jerry and Richard and Kenneth, several of us that are on the line. But I will tell you my story, and it sounds like we have some similarities. I suffered for 15 years with severe back pain, tingling, and numbness, and that was in my arms, legs, hands, face. And all of that time, I was told that I had a back problem. So in x-rays and that sort of thing, they would tell me that my back looked like a 76-year-old woman. And you know, when I'm looking at an x-ray and a doctor's telling me that, it certainly seemed possible. And so I never really even gave it a thought that it could possibly be MS. Now, my mother had relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. And so she was bedridden for a good part of probably the last 15 to 20 years of her life. You know, I used to be clear on how many years that was when it wasn't so long ago, and now I forget exactly. But I had seen her slow deterioration through the years. And she was diagnosed approximately 25 years after her first onset. And so I was in high school in that by the time she was definitively diagnosed. At that time, doctors did not know about genetic predispositioning. So we were told it wasn't hereditary. I never gave it another thought. I'm the oldest of four children. And so when I was experiencing numbness and tingling, none of us, well, it wasn't even anything that I really talked to my mother about at the time because I didn't relate it to MS. I just thought I had a back problem. So I told her, of course, I was seeing a chiropractor and a regular MD for those problems. But in June of 1995, and I specifically know that, you know, I didn't chronicle all of this at the time because I still wasn't aware of it. But by that time, I had to manually lift my legs to cross them. I couldn't walk across the room by myself without support. I was seeing a chiropractor three times a week, and I was in tremendous pain. I have a very high pain threshold, but I'll tell you, and my husband's a big man. Janice and those who've met my husband know that the difference, he's big and I'm tiny. And so, but he could not rub my back enough to make that pain go away. It was so intense. And there were even times where he thought about calling the chiropractor to our home. It was so bad. And what really got my attention, though, wasn't the fatigue, and I certainly had a lot of that. I had to force myself to put one foot in front of the other just to move. But what really got my attention was when I went totally blind in one eye and almost blind in the other within a five-day period of time. So as you know, I had bilateral optic neuritis, and that brought about a definitive diagnosis. And it was my eye doctor that first, of course, you know, we rushed to the doctor. We couldn't figure out what was going on. My first symptom was that my left eye was squiggly, the way it does, your eyes get that kind of that nervous twitch when you're tired. And so I thought that I had been sitting at a computer too long, and I came upstairs to rest. By the next morning, my world was gray. Within 2 days, all I could see was the sky. If I was looking straight, I could tell that there was blue above, but if I looked directly at that blue, all I saw was darkness. By the fifth day, I was totally blind in my right eye and almost blind in my left. So I had no color vision in my right eye. I had nothing. They held a pen light to my eye, and I did not even see a shadow. And that, of course, was very, very frightening, as you know. And my left eye was like looking through a kaleidoscope. I could see color, but I couldn't tell what it was attached to. Everything was moving. And so my whole world was really disjointed. But my eyes had a memory. So if I looked around, it felt as if things were moving at me, coming at me, and so I was continually ducking and that sort of thing. I was definitively diagnosed on September 1st of 1995. And, of course, the neurologist suggested I go on medication, and I refused that simply because I had seen my mother's slow deterioration. And every time that something went wrong with my mother, the doctors performed an operation, and pretty soon just another part of her body didn't work. And until she was eventually bedridden and fed intravenously, the last 3 years of her life, she couldn't swallow, she couldn't do anything, and we just watched her slowly slip away. So in my determination, I refused to do the drugs, but I really didn't know what I was going to do. And as miracles happen, I had a friend that had been telling me about Dr. Tellis for 2 years, and she was severely chemically sensitive, and of course I didn't consider myself sick. And so I would listen, and she would tell me I should get his books, and I'd write them down, and I'd fully intend to get them, but I never did. And then someone else, and I can't even remember who it was, told me about the ricotrine. And so I, at that time, was on flax, borage, lecithin, B-complex, thyroid medication, just a whole gamut of things as doctors were trying to figure out what was going on with me. And so when I heard that the rice could replace some of those, I decided I would try it. And at that time, I knew nothing about detoxification. I did not understand fully about the immune system. I'm sure I still don't. I'm not a doctor. But what I did know at that time was that my immune system was wonderfully made, and I didn't think it was my enemy. And so I just didn't know what it was it was trying to tell me. And so in refusing the drugs, the doctor told me that if I didn't go on them, I would be in a wheelchair within a year, and that the MS would continue to get worse. And so I got on the rice really with little hope, because I had tried magnets, and magnets helped a little, and I had tried all of the nutrients, as I said, that the health, you know, practitioners gave me and that sort of thing, but really had no success, no change in symptomology. I'm a counselor by profession, and at that time, I couldn't see my clients' faces, I couldn't remember their names, couldn't drive, couldn't get into my office by myself, so it really changed my life. I went into a severe depression. So on one hand, I was counseling about depression. On the other hand, I was really feeling what that was about. And so I can certainly relate to what you're going through right now. I say, you know what, I'm the kind of personality God, you know, I wasn't going to pay attention to what God was saying to me until I was flat on my face on the ground, and then I had to look up and thank God he was there. But for the first month on the rice, I went through a tremendous detox. And through that time, I felt as if I had the flu, and I thought I was pretty crazy to think rice was going to help, and I was just disappointed one more time. It wasn't until the fourth week, and my husband saw symptoms disappear before I did. He saw that my hands and feet were no longer cold. He saw my hair wasn't falling out. He saw those things. Now, we also own a dental laboratory. So I know about toxins, and I understand about mercury now, but I sure didn't understand it then. And so that was one of the very first things that talked to me about. And so I'm real glad that you understand that as well. So from there, let me tell you that my younger sister has now been diagnosed with MS, relapsing remitting. She also is on the Integris products and has been doing very, very well, has had no relapse or anything since that time. But we do a 5-step process. Are you familiar with that at all, Brian?
No, I'm not.
Okay. First of all, we want to address the root causes. And Jerry, please, if you're still there, jump in with any of the dental work or that sort of thing.
Okay, I will. Okay. You're doing great.
Okay. We want to look at metals in your body. You know, those, of course, can be dental work. They can be, you know, other things as well. If you're ingesting any kind of mineral or anything that's high in metal, that can have an impact. We want to look at coffee, at prescriptions, at chemicals. We want to look at food additives. We want to look at all of those. Then we want to look at nutritional imbalances. So we go through a process, and I, because I work so closely with Dr. Tellis, I follow exactly what he says to do. He started me on a cleanse in 1999, first built my immune system with the ricotrine and the Kona Gold at that time, and then started me on a cleanse that we now have through Integris, and I believe saved my life. And from there, we understood the metal toxicity. I was filled with bacteria and parasites. I didn't know it. I had allergies to everything under the sun. I didn't know it. Gluten is a huge allergen for MS. Those people who are susceptible to that really need to watch eating any oats, wheat, rye, or barley. And that can be a huge toxin for you. So that's a process as well. But I don't know what Kent has worked with you on already, and I'd sure be glad to send you some information and or have Kent do that and talk with you and answer some of the questions. You said you had a bunch, so I'll let you go ahead and ask those, and if Jerry can jump in with the dental work.
Thing before he starts. I was okay. Wondering, you said you had a five-step process that you went through. The first one was address root causes. The second was the cleanse.
Well, it was address the biochemical and nutritional imbalances.
Yeah.
And those, if you've seen, have you ever been to Dr. Kellis's? I know you have, haven't you, Jerry? Been
oh,
to
yeah.
His clinic.
Yeah.
Okay, you've seen his little brochure that talks about his clinic, and it talks about the steps back to health, the
yeah.
seven steps.
Okay.
And so that's
right,
what
right.
I'm talking
okay,
about.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you get those steps at?
You know what? I just simply copied them and put them into a form that I can email to you if you have email, or I can get those to Kent and he can get them to you.
Yeah, that was.
And so, the first thing we say is stop bombing your body with toxins, and we can give you some information on that. Then detoxify and cleanse. Then desensitize the allergens, and there's an allergy elimination technique that's been very helpful with that. And, of course, what? Nutritional support and that sort of thing. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, let me ask, just get back to your eyes.
Okay.
You said you had bilateral ophthalmitis.
Right.
How long did you have those symptoms?
You know, I was totally blind in my right eye and almost blind in my left for almost a year. They did the Solumedrol injections, hoping to bring my eyesight back, and it didn't work with me. And, of course, all that did was lead to toxicity even further. And so I had 3 days of intravenous injections, and then, or actually it was a drip, and then that didn't help. And so I remained like that for almost a year.
So you had your eye problems for almost a year, and then
right.
you got on the ricitrine?
Right. It was almost really about a year and a half somewhere in there where I heard about the ricitrine, and that started me on a detox process and, of course, started feeding my body again. And it got me in touch with Dr. Kellis. So it wasn't until 99 that I went through the cleanse. But like I said, I didn't understand toxins and all of that at that time. I don't remember because I didn't expect to be doing what I'm doing today. I don't remember the time lapse from the time I got on the ricitrine until I was first introduced to Dr. Kellis. But I do know that I went through his clinic in 1999, and that was the first time that I was put on the cleanse. It was the first time that I did a DMPS and was tested for metals in my body and had the blood work and the allergy testing, and I was shocked. I had no idea that I had any allergies whatsoever. I was allergic to everything under the sun.
Well, how did you take an allergy test?
You know, there's a process called NAET. It's Nambujiratpad Allergy Elimination Technique. And there's practitioners, I understand, across the country, and there is a website that you can go to and try and find that information, try to find a practitioner in your area. But it uses a technique that addresses the biomeridians in your body, so it really opens up the pathways of the body so that your body doesn't react to the allergen. What often happens is that our digestion, this is the way I understand it, I put it very simply, so I hope this is correct. But our digestion is not so good because of the gluten, and we set up a process then where we've opened ourselves up through antibiotics or lack of digestion, parasites, anything like that, to the parasites, bacteria, Helicobacter pylori, and, which just increases the problem. And I had been diagnosed at one time with irritable bowel. And I believe now that that was just a precursor to all the problems that I had. I also was told that I'd had an ulcer at one point. Well, now they know that ulcer is caused by virus. So I know that I had bacterial infections. I had yeast infections as a young girl. So I had bacteria in my body that was just eating me up, and it was just a matter of time. So from there, all of that set me up to not digest food. When that was just putrefying in my body, my immune system read that as non-self, and so set up an immune reaction against it, which is allergy. And so I was allergic to everything because nothing was being digested in my body, absolutely nothing. So the first things that were addressed with Dr. Kellis was the mercury removal, the chelation, and my digestion, get rid of the bacteria and that so that I could start digesting and then eliminate those allergies. But if you go into NAET, Nancy Albert Elizabeth Thomas.com, you could find a practitioner closest to you.
What kind of test is that? Is that computerized?
It is computerized, yes.
I think I had that done. I didn't know how reliable that was compared to a blood test.
So. Well, you know, there are several. I've certainly had several practitioners tell me, oh, no, you don't have bacteria. Well, it was pretty obvious I did. I did have infections in my mouth that dentists told me I didn't have, so it was pretty obvious that I did. And yet I didn't know who to go to that was knowledgeable on that issue. And so I was filled with bacteria. When I did a blood screening down at the clinic, I had no good bacteria in my system. It was shocking to all of us. So I had destroyed all of that at some point.
Well, is that test basically for food allergies?
It's to anything. It'll really point out anything. It certainly pointed out that I had a metal allergy. But I was allergic to oats, wheat, rye, barley, corn. I loved popcorn. So some of those things, it was, you know, pretty difficult for me to even understand. But I don't have a problem with any of that anymore.
You don't?
Not at all.
What type of MS did you have?
Mine was diagnosed as chronic progressive. I understand now that they have a different diagnosis, primary and secondary progressive. I was not without symptoms for 15 years. So sometimes people have said, well, you might just be in remission. And while people are real familiar with that term, I know that I'm not because I was never without symptoms for 15 years before. I've not had symptoms since I've been on the products and have been to Dr. Kellis's clinic, so I have not been on symptoms for at least 5 years.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, I and Janice can certainly attest to this. I wear glasses. I'm corrected to 20/20. 1 year after being on it, at that time we didn't have the E7. Today I'm on the E7. I think it's just a remarkable product. But we didn't have that then, and after a year being on the ricitrine and the minerals, my eyesight in the right eye that was previously blind had been restored to 20/30, then it went to 20/25, and that's where it's remained. Now, my eye doctor had a sister-in-law who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at the same time, and she did go on the drugs. As of last year, she had since needed two cataract surgeries, and all he does is say, my God, it's remarkable. And last year he said that optic nerve is as pink and beautiful, you'd never know that I'd ever been where I was.
Really?
And I totally believe that, or I wouldn't do what I do. I believe that it was the nutrients that started to heal my body, and it was able to do what it needed to do.
Yeah.
And then my responsibility was to keep the toxins away from it so that it wouldn't inhibit that process. And I continue to do that.
Joanne, I had to leave the line a couple of times. Did you tell him everything, even candles, everything that you've had out of your home?
Thank you. Yes, I was horribly allergic to petrochemicals. And I didn't understand that even candles were so high in petrochemicals. I mean, it makes perfect sense, but there's so many things we don't think about. And at the time that I went to the clinic, I was so sick with digestive problems at that point that it was hard for me to stand up straight. In fact, I had to drive 22 and a half hours to get there from Montana. I did not think I was going to make it, but I knew I was going to try. And thank God I did. But at that time, I could not walk into a person's house that had a candle. Whether it was lit or not lit, I could tell you in an instant that they had candles, and I'd have to turn around and walk right back out.
God, I can't believe you mentioned that, because my wife works for Yankee Candle. And you ever heard of Yankee Candle?
I haven't, no.
And I've got candles burning in my house constantly.
Yeah, I did too.
Test you did, that NAET, were they able to determine that you were allergic to that candle smoke?
Petrochemicals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was very, very high for me, and of course we're exposed to those through, gas, oil. I have a friend who's been exposed to methane poisoning, and she's very, very sensitive to petrochemicals, and I'm telling you, we have to roll up windows and turn off air and everything if we even come close to a diesel vehicle or anything on the road for her. I just don't have a problem with it anymore because my immune system is that strong now.
Wow.
But when you're talking rheumatoid arthritis and you're also talking MS, you're talking autoimmune, both of those. So that the precursor to all of that is toxic overload. So I would certainly, unfortunately, she's probably bringing some of that home. My husband, working in the lab, brought a lot of chemicals home, so he did get information on each of those, and those were things that we looked at. There was a time when he could not walk into the house from the lab and then walk into the house without picking everything off so that I wouldn't get sick.
Yeah. Yeah, dental lab is a very toxic environment.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry, maybe could you say a little bit about whatever you're safe to say about toxins or even the metals in the mouth?
Well, boy, you've done such a good job. I don't know if I can add much. It's just mainly, the mercury fillings, which a lot of times are overlooked, by everybody except Dr. Kellis. And, of course, his came from Dr. Huggins. So it has a long line of whole long list of influences that the mercury, how it affects the body in so many ways. So, it's just the first thing you do, like you did, is just get the mercury out of there. You got to do it right. It's just like the Nabudrapad method. That's got to be done by somebody. It's not just the test. It's somebody,
right,
as good as Dr. Nelson who's doing it. So I really caution people about, just getting tests done or just getting mercury out. You've got to be really aware of who does it and what their, what their point of view is. So it's really important.
Good point. Good point.
Well, I did have my fillings removed, but what did you do to go through the chelation?
Well, I did a set of intravenous processes. I started my chelation with Dr. Kellis, and, I still go, like I said, I'm not sure if I said that to you or what, but I do go to the clinic every time that I'm in California just to be retested for everything to be sure that I'm where I think I am. But I also did oral chelation, and those products are available through his clinic. It's I'm not familiar with the Dentox. I don't know what that involves, but I was on DMSA, which is, let me look and see. I'm not exactly sure what that is called.
There's several. The Thorne Company has Captomir, which is, in fact, I'm sitting here looking at a bottle of it right now.
Good.
That's DMSA.
Good. And then the glutathione. And
so,
my understanding, Jerry, tell me if this is correct, but my understanding is they're both just as effective to do either the oral or the chelation, but it just takes a little longer.
Well, having done both,
right.
I'm pretty toxic from mercury, not in my own mouth, but sitting there, taking mercury out of people's teeth for 20-some, 30-some years. I've had both, and I'm on the oral chelation now, and my readings for after 1 year is just amazing. What the heavy metals have done, they've almost dropped out of sight. So
great.
They both work.
And my mercury reading was way off the chart.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think it's important to know too that we can be getting mercury toxicity from lots of different sources, so it's not just the dental work. So
I
do continue to take oral chelation from time to time. Anything else, Brian? Have we answered everything that?
How long did it take before your symptoms vanished?
Well, they started within the first month, but they weren't MS symptoms at first. My hair had been falling out for some time. That's why doctors had put me on thyroid medication. Also, my hands and feet had been cold for years. I used to carry a hand warmer in my pocket. I was so cold. And Dr. Kellis said, gee, you know, that's a starvation disease, which MS is a starvation disease. Your cells are being starved of nutrients, however that's happening, whether it's through toxicity or lack of nutrients or whatever. But of course, I just didn't understand what my body was trying to tell me. So that was the first thing that my husband saw. He saw it before I did because I was, of course, expecting larger things to happen. I was expecting every symptom to disappear, you know, immediately. So it was at least a couple months before I started to see, I did see an increase in energy, excuse me. That was the first thing that I saw. And I had been so tired. I would remark to people, you know the fatigue involved with MS.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know this for a fact, but I always said that, you know, nobody knew fatigue like an MS person. I now think chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia might be right there with us. But I was so tired that I used to remark that I would rather lay down, rather fall to the floor. It would have been easier to do than make myself walk. And so I would march immediately home from work and go right to bed, and I wouldn't eat or do that anything. So when I started to feel any energy, that was a miracle for me. And that got my attention. And from there, I stayed on the rice. But I wasn't put in touch with Dr. Kellis right away. At that time, and I don't even remember how I started using it, but I did not know about any support system that we have, such as these calls or anyone to talk to or anything. So it wasn't until I got in touch with him, and like I said, I just don't remember how long a period of time that was before I started working with him. And at first that was over the phone and him explaining the mercury, and just like Jerry was saying, my dentist, I had gone to my dentist for 26 years. I loved him. He was important to me. And really, it was the mercury removal that caused me to leave him, because he insisted that there was no toxicity, and I had to impress upon him that my health had to come first, and I needed to go out of state to have my dental work done. But he did remove my mercury before I understood that there was a correct procedure. So I'm really fortunate that by that time I was already on the Integris products and didn't have a severe reaction to the removal. And I guess it would be important, too, to say that you can, if it's not removed correctly, you know that, and even through chelation or anything, you can have a negative reaction because, of course, that can flood your body with toxins. So it's real, real important to do, I think, a pre-cleanse. And then it would be my suggestion that you, and a pre-cleanse being get on the products, get on the Essential 7 especially, take extra of that, even if you take extra ricotrine with it, and then plan to go on a cleanse so you can really determine what it is that's going on at a root level with your body. Determine if your body's reacting to glutens or to grains and what your pH, if it's determining that you have a high chemical content or high bacteria. That cleanse is designed to tell you what's going on in your body.
How's that?
You're on a specific eating plan. And I won't go into all of that. Kent can help you do that, or, you know, perhaps we can do that later at another point, but it's designed to help reveal what's going on at a root level. The pH paper that comes with it will tell you if what's going on, and certainly what sort of thing you're dealing with. Your pH will reflect that.
Okay, well, when do you suggest to start the cleanse?
When you are in a disease process, I would do what you're doing. I'm assuming you're getting, when you said I just started, are you on the ricotrine or are you on the E7? What is it you're on specifically?
The E7 and the Everlasting.
Good. Okay, good. Because the everlasting is going to cut down on that hyperimmune response. I would also, if it was me, and I'm not a doctor, but if you could afford it, and if it was me, I would also go on the everlasting support, because that's
yeah, I'm on that also.
Okay, good, because that's going to cut down on that inflammation in the body, and that's very, very important. But the E7, I would try to take 3 scoops of that a day, at least initially. And you may go through some detox, and the things to watch in that are feelings of sluggishness, flu-like symptoms, nausea, headache, those sorts of things.
Okay.
What is this Everlasting?
Everlasting is acetylmaristoliate, and it helps calm the hyperimmune response. And I would have to be a doctor to tell you what that acetylmaristoliate is about, but maybe Janice can do that or someone
else. It's over our head.
It's way over.
So. Yeah, we just say it works in 3 ways. It works as an immunomodulator, which Joanne is a perfect example, to quiet and calm, I say. I always tell people, quiets and calms the immune system that's turned against yourself. And it works as a lubricant or WD-40 for your body. And it works as a anti-inflammatory. Those 3 things.
There's also Dr. Cochran's little booklet. There's a wonderful description of that.
That's good. Yes. That's right. That's good. So there is a booklet available through Integris.
And then we have some real good information on Enzarest that we have on different websites, too.
But
and
be aware.
Documents that we have.
I'm sorry, Jen. I was just thinking, Brian, to be aware that you might go through some detox before you start to feel better.
Mm-hmm. You did, Joanne.
And that is good, yeah. It's yeah, which is what I did. I felt worse before I felt better.
Is that all you took with E7?
We didn't have E7 at the time. I just took the ricotrine in the beginning, and I was so toxic. But, you know, I was a person who drank diet pop. I drank coffee. Believe it or not, I thought I was so healthy I didn't need nutrients. I used to laugh at friends that were real into supplementation because I didn't need it. I'm a type A personality, and I just wore my body down to nothing before it got my attention. But I really would have told you the week before I went blind, I would have told you I was healthy as an ox.
Wow. So that's all you took was the rice?
That's all I took in the beginning. So you really have an advantage over me, Brian, because you've got a product that contains all of the minerals. Your body needs minerals. You know, there's just so many functions that don't happen without that. You need the ricotrine, which is in the E7. You've also got all your vegetables, so it's going to really fortify your body to be stronger. And I just did a longer approach is what I did.
Well, how do I know my body is absorbing all this?
Well, first of all, you know, the whey protein that's in there, your body needs protein for muscle function and for lots of other brain function and that sort of thing. But it's already pre-digested with enzymes so that your body doesn't have to go. Protein is a very difficult thing for most people to digest. And if you remember that most illness begins with the digestive process or lack of it and toxic overload, then that's certainly most important. But it's going to be getting you your vegetables. You're going to be getting all of your nutrients in a form that your body can absorb 100%, and they will get to the cellular level. So as opposed to eating meat or that sort of thing every single day, you're going to be getting much more bioavailable to the cells than anything else. And that's why it was formulated. Dr. Killis has been working with autoimmune illnesses for years, and he sees people who've been given death sentences. And believe me, when I went to his clinic, this is how I'm a doubting Thomas. I asked every single person I met why they were there and what they had seen happen. I talked to other MS people myself before I really believed I was doing the right thing.
Was that optic nerve, you said that when you went back to see the eye doctor, was mm-hmm. pink?
Mm-hmm.
Was it pale at one time?
It was, yes.
And what about your diet? Can you just briefly tell me what you eat? Do you eat meat? Are you a vegetarian?
I do. I'm not a big beef eater. I don't care a lot for meat, but it's like, you know, I do eat it. I eat a lot of chicken. I do eat fish. Tuna was one of my favorite things, but of course tuna is very high in mercury, so I've cut way back on that. I do not eat grains. I do not eat, so I don't have sandwiches. I do not eat any kind of starches or anything like that. White potatoes. We always talk to people about whites. White potatoes, popcorn used to be one of my big loves. I don't eat that at all. I basically stick with vegetables, meats. I have yogurt, nuts, seeds, eggs. And I pretty much stay to the same eating items, food items that are on the cleanse. And I have for several years. Janice does as well. Several of us do that.
Yes. I do eat bison, mm-hmm. buffalo.
Mm-hmm. We have bison. I don't eat it.
And I love bison.
And we also have elk and deer and that since we're in Montana, but I just don't eat it. It's just not my favorite thing. But that doesn't mean you sure can't.
Tuna fish has a lot of mercury in it?
It does.
Wow.
So does shark, swordfish, mackerel. Very high levels of methylmercury. And mercury accumulates in the system, which leads to the problem with the liver, which Janice was talking about with the live long. And so, that or cleanzyme, I might suggest, doing the live long in the very beginning to detox that liver and then switching to the cleanzyme to help with digestion and the detox at the same time. But personally, I wouldn't want to detox you too fast. Are you overweight at all, Brian?
No, actually, I've lost so much weight, it's unbelievable.
Okay.
I'm 6 foot, and I used to weigh 190, 185. Now I'm down to 165.
Wow. Okay. And you being a weightlifter in the past, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because toxins store in the fat in our body, so I just wondered if that was something that, we might need to talk about, but it doesn't sound like it.
I'm sure I've got a lot of toxins, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, if it were me, and I'm just throwing this out, I'd get rid of every candle in my house. That was real hard for me to do, but you're dealing with two things with that. You're dealing with the petrol, and that is something that is being emitted all the time, whether or not that candle's lit, and then you're probably dealing with the fragrances as well.
Geez, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, it was for me. I just simply changed to beeswax.
Beeswax?
They're not nearly as pretty. And they don't smell as good, but you know what? They still provide the atmosphere if you need it.
What if I got that NAET and you said I wasn't allergic to that?
I would ask the practitioner. I can't really address that, to be honest with you. I'm not a doctor in that area, so I don't know.
And how do you determine how much mercury?
I don't think of those things as being an allergy, Joanne. Do you? I think those as being toxins that go into our body. They're insidious.
Yeah, you're right.
Jim Lutz wasn't allergic when he had to sell his home and leave a very lovely beach house in San Diego.
Right. Right.
The mold and the formaldehyde and the glues in the carpet and the glues in the furniture were making him desperately, desperately ill.
Good, good. You're right.
That
accumulates.
It took 3 years. I'm telling you, he was as sick as any human I've ever known. And he was a black belt karate before he bought that house. And he would have laughed if you'd said, get rid of the candles in your house.
Mm-hmm. And I would,
he'd
too.
He'd have laughed if you'd said, don't have air spray in your bathroom sitting on your commode.
Right.
Or the little plug-ins that make the house smell good. He'd have laughed at all those things.
I once wore cologne or perfume every single day, and people would say, gee, I could smell you in the elevator going to
elevator,
my
office. Right.
But I didn't realize that it was toxic, and I sure didn't even realize that I was strong. It was just part of my everyday makeup to put on perfume, and now I smell it. I can't believe anybody would wear that stuff.
Yeah, and like nickel in your watch band,
mm-hmm.
nickel
mm-hmm.
in your zippers.
Mm-hmm. Good.
There's so many things that we have that, and yeah, you want to say, well, y'all are crazy. You're, okay, for example, heating and something in the microwave with saran wrap over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're heating chemicals right into your food.
Right. Which is petrochemicals again, too.
Petrochemicals again.
Yeah. And those accumulate in the liver.
Yeah. You know, I live in this most placid-looking place in the whole world. We have three beautiful acres on a gorgeous river, just most setting 160-year-old home. But right over across the other side of a medical clinic from our house is a major highway, Highway 90, with trucks coming through Mexico on my highway. And I'm sitting here with all this blowing over into my house, and you can't see it or anything, and yet, you know, you live with that. And for we're not addicts about what we do to be healthy. I just try to remove so much stuff because we're already so inundated with things like, I'm not going to sell my gorgeous home because I live close to a highway.
Right.
But we have planted $2,000 worth of shrubbery and landscaping to grow a solid wall of greenery to help absorb some of that.
Right.
You know? And we do as much as we can to have air filters and things to help.
And for me, it was a choice. It was, gee, you know what, I'm going to continue on the disease process, or I'm going to be able to walk and see again. And I chose to walk and see, and I want to continue choosing that.
Well, did you have an MRI done before and after?
Yes. No, not after. No, in fact, people did say, well, why don't you go do it? And I just wouldn't. I didn't need to know that. I, you know, I felt like the neurologist was pretty negative, and I had seen all of that negativity with my mother. And, again, it's just my own personal process, but I thought I didn't need to go and have somebody tell me what I should or shouldn't do. And I just needed to have the diagnosis and then understand the rest of the process to get better. And that's been my goal, is to get better. And I've not been back to the neurologist. I told him he wouldn't see me again. I really didn't know at that time what I was going to do, but there's no reason to go to him. I go through the clinic, and I get the testing that I need, and I'm very well followed up with.
Well, I would think a lot of people in this world would love to know what you went through and how you got better.
Well, you know, we try to talk to as many people as we can. That's why we offer these calls, is to help people understand what their body is trying to do and, you know, reach as many as we can, because so many of us, Janice shared her story as well, and every one of us has a story. And I think I'm pretty safe to say that most of us believe that to whom much is given, much is expected, and we carry out this work to try and help others.
How can I get information about the product and about Dr. Kellum's clinic?
Who is it that got you on the call?
This is Mary Stucker calling.
Pardon?
This is Mary Stucker.
Okay, and who got you on the call?
Brian.
Brian did? Okay.
And who got Brian on?
Kent in Utah. Yeah. Kent, are you?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, Kent, he'd be able to help you, Mary.
Uh-huh.
And you, and Dr. Kellum's clinic phone number.
Uh-huh.
Would you like it?
I'd like to have Ken. Yeah, I'd like to have that. I'd like to have Ken's number.